Get on your knees in the fire. You can leave it all in your mind. It is all in your mind. It is.
Hello. Are you going to say the thing?
You're going to say the song.
Oh, that was Open Season by High Highs. First song on my fall playlist, which is titled Fall? ? It has 5 songs on it so far.
This is The Morning Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Good to be back.
I'm Lucas.
I'm Phoebe. And this is The Morning Show, spelled M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, the sad kind.
I mean, depends on how you look at it.
Well, yeah. Actually, yeah. All right. Yeah, I like that. And you may notice it's in the PM now, so...
Hasn't it always been in the PM?
Oh, I guess it has.
Yeah.
Scratch that. The joke still lives on.
It's been a joke. We did that on purpose.
Yeah. But we're sophomores now. How's it feel?
Feels good.
Feels good, man.
Feels not different at all.
Really?
I actually find myself being nostalgic for last year, like when everything was like new. It was like slightly more exciting.
Mm.
I mean, like I have my bearings more this year,
yeah,
which is nice, but like last year was kind of fun. I'll say it.
I disagree.
Really? You didn't have a great time the parts of last year. You're just complaining constantly. Like every time we hung out, I'd be like, how are you? You'd have a new qualm and it'd be like, yeah, an unnecessary thing to complain about.
Okay, first off, that's not a fair statement. My living situation was questionable.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But yeah, I don't find myself being like, oh, wish I was a freshman again.
I mean, I don't wish I was a freshman. I just wish I had that feeling of newness. Mm. Or, like, I wish I did more. I guess I could, like, change that by doing more exciting things. I'm just not very exciting.
I mean, Crafts House seems like a pretty new thing.
Yeah, it's fun. That's fun.
Yeah, that sounds fun. How often do you cook?
Once a week.
Oh.
As a house, like, how often does someone cook in the house, or how often do I cook?
You.
Once a week.
Both questions.
Well, people cook every weekday, Monday through Thursday, and then Sunday. Sunday mm. through Thursday. Mm. Yeah. I cooked last night. I cooked falafel.
How was it?
It was really good. Me and the person I was cooking with, neither of us had made falafel before, so it was kind of ambitious. And we also didn't have, like, three of the ingredients that we were supposed to have for it. Mm. And we just, like, threw a bunch of spices in there, and it turned out great. Not we deep bad. Fried it. It was actually
you
good.
Deep fried it?
Yeah.
That sounds incredible.
I mean,
fun.
I guess you could deep fry anything and it'll be pretty good.
That's true. Wait, what did you say you had going on last night? Because I called you trying to find someone to go with me.
Well, I had just, you called me when I had just finished cooking and was about to sit down for dinner. And then I had to study for my French quiz I just had.
How was it?
It was okay. I feel like I study so much for quizzes and then I give up mid-quiz. Like, I know everything, but then I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And then I do poorly, which isn't like a great thing to do.
Just for context, I came across tickets for Daniel Caesar last night for $25. Quite a steal. But I didn't want to go alone.
Yeah.
And no one else could go.
Well, me and Jackson talked about going to that concert like weeks ago. Like, I always want him to go to concerts and he never wants to spend money on them.
Yeah.
And he was like, this one I will spend money on. Let's go. And I was like, okay. And then we kept being like, let's buy tickets. And then we never did.
That's how it always goes.
And then we were like offered tickets too. I mean, not as cheap as you were offered them, but we were offered tickets yesterday. And we both, well, I was like, I can't go because I just had so much work to do.
Mm.
Like, it was a concert on a Monday night.
Yeah. What are you doing, Daniel?
Yeah,
come
Daniel.
On. Think of the kids.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. But I think I'm going to see some music on Thursday night at the Thunder something bar in Somerville.
Who are you seeing?
The Q-Tip something.
That sounds edgy.
Should I play their song? They only have one on Spotify.
Do it.
But it's quite good. Okay, yeah. Gotta remember their name. Something like the Q-Tip Bandits. The Q-Tip Bandits.
I like it.
Yeah, all right. We'll just let it play. This is Willow by the Q-Tip Bandits.
Wondering why I the whispers of the willow and all the sirens of the sea. Found shelter while outside the wind blows from all the sights I've yet to see.
So that was Willow, or yeah, Willow by the Q-Tip Bandits. If you want to see them on Thursday, Google where it is because I forget.
$10.
$10.
More like QT Bandits, am I right?
Yes. All right, we have a little segment.
I wanted to talk about. I liked the song. Okay. It's like on brand for you. I feel like when you say you like a song, I can like imagine what it will sound like, and that is on brand.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know about that. I was just looking at music nearby, and they came up, and I was like, okay.
That's awesome. Yeah on Spotify, huh? Or no? Were you looking on Spotify? You ever use that section of Spotify, the concert section?
Yeah, but they're all too mainstream.
Not if you listen to a lot of non-mainstream music, let me tell you. So that's how I hear about like most of the concerts that I go to is through Spotify.
So it's a me problem.
Yeah, maybe you should be more edgy or something.
Oh, okay. We have a segment to celebrate the start of the school year called Five Reasons to Drop Out of College. And so we're going to split it up 2.5 reasons each, so it's fair and even. You want to start off with one?
One is like a pretty obvious one. Save money.
Yeah.
College costs a lot of money.
Mm. Two, you'll probably start a big company like Steve Jobs,
Bill More room Gates. To invent something. Yeah.
Just more creative space, you know?
Yeah.
There's no institution holding you down.
Yeah. That's similar to my second one, which is like more free time for hobbies or for finding your passion.
Yeah.
You could knit heck of scarves.
You could just be a knit master. It wasn't for freaking college.
Yeah.
All right. I couldn't really come up with any more, but I said no more DeWick lines.
Oh, I had better food. It's likely that you'll be eating better food if you don't go to college.
with all that money you're making.
Yeah.
From not going
and
to
maybe
college.
You have a kitchen.
Oh.
I mean, you can have a kitchen here, but like it's not the same.
It's just not the same.
Yeah. Better. Do you have another one?
Well, I had my 2.5.
Okay.
Off of DeWick, because I was in DeWick today. And you know that corner where, you know, you're going to put your food away on the trays and you turn right?
Yeah.
And it's that blind corner?
Yeah.
And you're always running into people there?
I run into people in DeWick like every time I go in. I'll say probably every time I go in just because of who I am. Like, but not just there, like everywhere.
We're not talking running into people like, oh, hey, what's up? We're
Like crashing into, like a crash into it. Sometimes food is dropped on the ground.
Oh, no.
It's terrible.
Have you ever dropped food into it?
Yeah. One time, were you not there? Oh, no, you weren't there. One time, you know, like the balcony, like if you go to the top floor and then you could sit right near like the balcony and look out onto all the jocks.
Mm-hmm.
One time, I was eating a salad there, and I dropped the salad off of it, and it just went to the first floor, and salad was everywhere, and I felt so bad.
Salad gone wrong.
Yeah, and the people, like, down just, like, looked up at me.
How? How did you do that?
It just, like, fell off the edge of the table. It just goes straight into the abyss.
Damn.
It was really sad, but kind of funny.
Yeah. Did it go on those jocks?
No. Near them, though.
Nice.
Yeah, probably spooked them a little bit.
Take that, jocks.
The other day, someone stepped on my foot into it. No, they didn't step on my foot. Oh, my God. They dropped a plate on my foot.
Who?
Just like, I think he was a freshman. And he, like, dropped a whole plate on my foot and, like, it hurt really bad. He was like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, oh, it's okay. Obviously, what else do you say? Course. But then I had like a really deep bruise on my foot for like 2 weeks.
You should have lashed out.
Yeah, like, stupid freshman. And he's like, I'm a junior. He was tall. He could have been really, you never know.
Hard to
say. With tall people.
Yeah.
They could be like 15. They could be 25.
I'm just always a freshman.
Yeah.
Which could be worse.
Yeah.
Could be better.
I mean, people won't lash out at you probably.
Oh, true. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have another song to play?
Not you.
No.
That awkward moment. What was a highlight of your summer?
I worked at a summer camp for a lot of the summer.
Win a Rainbow.
Win a Rainbow. I was there for a month and a half away from civilization. Mm. And I taught kids songwriting.
On what?
On what instrument?
Yeah.
I played the ukulele. Which is like
on brand.
I'm not proud of it. I'm trying to.
Did you bring your uke this year?
I didn't. So it's a goal of mine to learn the guitar this year because I took guitar lessons when I was younger and I know like most of the foundational chords. So I think if I commit to it, I could graduate from being a ukulele girl.
You're distancing yourself from ukulele.
And I have been for years, but then I went to camp and they're like, oh, you play the ukulele. This is what you do. And I was like, I guess this is what I do. I guess this is who I am. And it was kind of terrible, but also super rewarding. Like when you're working with a camper and then you figure out chords for them and they like it and their song feels like real and like, they are so happy.
What was the best song you heard?
There were like a few great songs. Really? I had this camper, Talon, who was in...
Talon?
Yeah.
That's a sweet name.
Yeah, I think it was a chosen name. It was spelled with a Y, like T-A-L-Y-N.
A what name?
Sweet.
No.
Oh, chosen. I think they chose it themselves.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they were given that name. But also, I don't know. But I assume. And they were one of my campers and they were awesome and they wrote like 4 songs during the 2-week session.
Wow.
Yeah, and I haven't written 4 songs this year.
Were they bangers?
Yeah, they were so, I mean, they were a ukulele kid too, but they also were better at ukulele than I was.
Nice.
I mean, they were like 14. Like, don't be imagining like a 7-year-old here. They were like 14. But they were awesome. I was kind of obsessed with them.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Maybe, what was the highlight of your summer?
Probably, I went to California to visit my visit my grandparents who live in Joshua Tree. So got to go there and explore Joshua Tree, which I always love. But it was really hot, of course, because like dead summer, right? But we were in LA for a little bit too, at the beach, just getting some sun. So that was fun. That was probably a highlight for sure. Yeah.
Joshua Tree is beautiful. I went there a few years ago.
Yeah, I highly recommend.
Okay, I'm gonna play Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog. I hope you enjoy.
of people all complain. Stephen Prosper in his time, well he may and he may decline. Did it matter, does it now? Stephen would answer if he only knew how.
Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
It's a message from Big Fruit.
Small fruit.
Big Fruit.
I love that one. I think it's new. And also it has a beautifully colored in picture of some fruit with eyes and faces. No noses though. Actually the apple and the orange both have noses, but the banana and the pear don't. And the grape is like, the grape doesn't look great.
Grape's not doing too well. Yeah. Well, I don't think you can eat dried grape. Oh, it's a raisin.
Yeah,
that's
it
a
is.
Raisin, bro.
Yeah, isn't it funny that some dried fruits have like special names?
I guess that's funny.
I think it's funny.
I highly prefer non-dried fruits, though.
Yeah.
Hydrated fruits.
I like both kinds. I love some dried apples and apricots.
Oh, they make me so thirsty.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Mm.
But.
They're good. But that fiber, though.
You get fiber in a normal apple, though.
Yeah, but you get more fiber. Like, you can eat more dried fruit. Then you could, like, you could eat more dried apples than non-dried apples, and so you get more fiber.
I don't know if that's a thing.
No, that's true. Dried fruit has more fiber in it.
Okay, maybe it's a thing.
It's a thing.
I don't know much about fiber anyway.
That's why you eat, like, prunes when you need to, you need fiber. When you need to move some stuff along, if you know what I mean.
If you catch my drift. Well, we're about halfway through the show. Time's flying, I'd say. We got 15 listeners, apparently.
Yeah, if that's true, will you call in and tell us you're listening?
Prove it.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I want to play a song that the fruit made me think of.
Right.
It's called Tummy Rumblin' by Small Crush. And, you know, because fruit... are always making my tummy rumble.
Fruit are always making your tummy rumble.
Please, enjoy.
My tummy is rumbling. I keep stumbling over you. I knew what to do. Wasting all my time on you. There is nothing I'd rather do than talk to you.
asleep if you just shut your eyes. And don't go leave my side. I'll couch my days. I'm gone in such a blaze of lazy love. And it's turning me to scum as you.
What did you say?
I said, my mom and sister and possibly dad are listening.
Aw, cute.
We must have 18 viewers now.
None of mine are listening. Oh, we could check the thing. Should I refresh?
Yeah. Let's see if this actually works.
I don't think it works. I don't think it's real.
Well, anyhow, while that's loading,
That was Lomelda. It was Interstate Vision by Lomelda.
Mm. Then we had Sweet FA by Peach Pit, a song that I've probably listened to 100 times in the past
day.
In case you were wondering, which you weren't. Let's see.
And then we had, of course, Tummy Rumblin' by Small Crush. Mm. Were all those songs from both of our summer playlists?
Yes, actually.
Yeah.
Welcome to our summer.
This is what our summer was like.
It's really warm out, kind of like summer today.
But it's gross. I don't like... Well, it's pretty, but it's like muggy. I feel like I'm in a mug.
Mug vibe?
Yeah.
It's not that muggy. Could be way worse. But yeah, it's pretty warm today. I'm looking forward to it coming down into the, you know, mid-70s.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't know if I am. We were just talking about how we miss the West Coast and how it's superior to the East Coast.
Simply better.
Yeah. And if you want to call in and fight, we're open to that.
Or if you want to schedule a time to fight.
Yeah. Meet us in the parking lot anytime. I don't know which parking lot, but we're there.
Yeah, not when I have class.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. What are you up to rest of the day?
Computer science. I'll be coding,
hacking.
And then I have computer science lecture, and then I have another class after that.
Mm.
And then I have to make a presentation that I'm giving tomorrow about love and how it's pain and how it's unachievable.
Mm. Your boyfriend must love reading that one.
Yeah. Well, he's in that class with me, so he'll love my presentation that I'm going to give tomorrow.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fun. I'm done with classes now, so I don't know what I'm going to do. Might do some work.
Are you going to skate?
Skate?
It's a nice skating day.
It's a bit hot, but I might. Shout out Skate Club, Tough Skate Club. You should join if you skateboard or if you want to learn to skateboard. I won't necessarily teach you, but I'll skateboard with you. And
hold their hands.
Hold your hand, maybe. And it's fun. There's already a few members, and we all just meet up and skateboard. So I'm just going to promote that.
Can I join?
No.
What? No girls allowed?
No girls. yeah, you can join, but you need a skateboard and a good attitude.
I could also put together like a great skateboarding outfit. Like, I could really make it look like I skate.
I mean,
if that's good
you're
enough.
You're halfway there then.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
You're in.
That sounds fun.
Have you ever been to Mystic Lake? Like, just up the road?
I don't think so. I've heard of it.
Yeah, me too. I might want to go check it out today. Take a dip in it.
Are you allowed to swim?
I think so, yeah.
Ooh.
Doesn't that just sound nice and refreshing?
Yeah, that sounds hecka nice.
Yeah.
I wish I had time to do something fun today.
I don't know if I do, but I'm going to send
it. Don't you have homework? Aren't you an engineer or something?
Something like that. Yeah, I probably do, but, you know, you got to make time for Mystic Lake. As they say.
Okay. YOLO. As they say.
No one says that.
I say that.
All right.
You gonna play a song?
I'm gonna play a song.
I like the stickers on your phone.
Can you describe them to the people listening on the radio?
Yeah. So the top one is like a little bunny in a coffee cup. It's like a latte.
Yeah, I got that during Beats drumming auditions. One of the people who were called back, and actually who got into the club, shout out DJ Gran.
Did they bribe you with stickers?
Yeah, they gave us all stickers.
That's awesome.
And I put it on.
And the ears of the bunny are like really, really small. That's like probably the best part.
Yeah.
And then under that is... Is that like Robin? Who is that supposed to be?
I don't know. I got, it's a skateboarding sticker.
It's like, it looks like, it's like Robin's colors. It's like red and yellow. And he's, it's a guy in a hat and like a starry cloak. And it says chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we need to describe stickers.
And he has beautiful eyelashes. And then the last one is we appreciate doomsayers, and it has a clown on it.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but I kind of...
They look cool, though. I mean, you don't really need to know what it means if it looks cool, right?
Exactly, exactly. Same wavelength. All right, I'm going to play Hesitation by Hot Flash Heat Wave. Enjoy.
Keeps you on the edge of your seat, but you're just too distracted to look up the people you meet. What was it I said that was so wrong? Now I realize it was a lie all along.
Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. 'Cause there's a million things to be, you know that there are. And if you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. 'Cause there's a million ways to go, you know that there are. What you want, the opportunities are.
What song was that?
It was by Cat Stevens.
If you want to sing out, comma, sing out.
Where's that music coming from? I think you can hear the cars outside. Yeah, that's a little annoying. Oh well.
Well, we're nearing the end of our show. Lucas, do you have any wise words?
Wise words for the week?
Yeah.
Let me think.
I can't find the song.
If you want to sing out, sing out. I'll leave y'all with that. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, well, this is the morning show, and you have been listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks for listening, y'all. We'll be back again next week, same place, same time, so tune in. All right.
All 15 of you.
Signing out. Bye-bye.
I wasn't ready to sign out.
Oh, gosh.
Signing out. Bye-bye.
Now she don't love me the way that she used to. And when she kissed me, I know that with you. But I do love her with no regret. Because baby, she pays the rent. And she's a little girl, she pays the rent. Now I don't want to be there alone. I got you by my home telephone, no. But I do love her with no regret. Because baby, she pays the rent. And she's a little girl, she pays the rent.
cuddle your head.